It's 9:15 at night, immediately after the close of our last episode, when Perry Mason learned Kate Beekman had been working for months in the nightclub managed by Gordy Weber. Well, that's an important discovery, but as you know, an infinitely more shocking event is scheduled to occur tonight. You know Gordon Weber is slated for death this night. And you know, as the moment of Gordy's death approaches, young, innocent Kate Beekman is heading for the doomed man's apartment. Kate's mother and father, too, are on the brink of a stunning, sickening surprise. Now, of course, this night that in a little while is going to explode in violence is quiet now, as Kate's mother and father return to the Beekman apartment.
Well, here we are already.
Oh, it's such a pretty night. I hate to go in.
Well, I don't blame you. Ain't much of a place to come home to.
Oh, don't say that, Ed. It's nice.
Yeah.
It is. We've been happy here. Well, been happy most of the time.
There's no house outside of town with trees and a lot of room and a rose garden.
No, but...
And it's not such a hot place for the wife of the general manager of Nicholas Importing. Now, don't tell me you turned down a better place. I mean, if a better place should happen to come along.
Have to be a lot better. Oh, we have been happy here most of the time.
How do you feel now, Ollie?
Ed, I just... You know how I feel. And now you tell me Kate's quit her job in the nightclub. It's almost too much. Oh, I'm glad she's out of there. Wait. Don't turn on the radio till I see if she's awake. Katie?
Is she asleep?
I'm going in and tell her good night.
I'm going to put on some milk for hot chocolate,
huh? Honey? Honey, are you... Kate? Well, she hasn't been to bed. Ed! Ed, come here.
Water, you will wake her up if you keep... Where is she? I thought...
Oh, look, here's a note on her pillow.
Well, read it.
Dear Mom and Dad, in case you come home early and find me gone, Florence phoned and asked me to help her fit a dress. I'll be back real early.
Oh, all this excitement about a little thing like that.
What excitement?
You want to know the truth? Mrs. Beekman, your husband was excited. I must be getting jumpy. I put some milk on for you, too. Well, that's probably Kate phoning now.
I'll answer it. Hello?
Oh, hello, Audrey.
Oh, is it Mr. Mason?
Yes, yes. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Good, good. May I speak to Ed, please?
Hey, Aud, who are you talking to?
Mr. Mason, he wants to speak to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, take a look at the milk, will you, Audie? It's getting hotter.
Yeah. Ask Mr. Mason to drop by.
Yeah, all right. Hello, Mr. Mason.
Yes, Ed. Those people spoke to me about the house.
Yeah, Mr. Mason. And?
Well, they want you to have it. Ed?
I'm right here, Mr. Mason. I'm wobbly, but I'm here.
You didn't have any real doubts, did you?
I'm just like a kid at Christmas, only I've had one Christmas after another. Thanks a whole lot, Mr. Mason.
Oh, I'm very happy for you, Ed. Now, you going to tell Audrey about her house with the rose garden?
Uh-uh.
Oh, why?
I'm not going to breathe a word to Ord till the papers are signed and the sealed, including the mortgage, of course, but thanks for giving me the good news, Mr. Mason.
Uh-huh. Oh, Ed, is Kate around?
Well, she's gone out to help her girlfriend fit a dress. Uh-huh. Why?
Well, I wanted to ask her a couple of questions about someone she worked for at one time.
Oh? Say, she quit her job in the nightclub.
Oh? Fine. Ask her to phone me, will you, at my office tonight or tomorrow?
Sure thing. Good night, Mr. Mason.
Good night, Ed.
What was it, Ed?
Huh? Oh, he just wanted to talk.
What?
You don't have to spill the chocolate, Audie. What's so surprising that a real important lawyer phones the general manager of Nicholas Importing
just
Company?
Just to talk.
Yes, sir. You know, I may throw some business his way one of these times.
You. Come on, here's your chocolate.
All right, thanks. Well, he's a real wonderful guy, Odie. An awful good to us.
Did you ask him to come by?
No.
Well, why not?
Well, I'd ask him to come to this stump.
Ed, now I won't have you talk like that about our home. I'm sorry, it's not good enough for
you. I don't care where I live, Odie, but I want something nicer for you.
Any place is nice enough as long as we're together.
Thanks, Odie.
Move over. I want to sit down by you.
All right, I'll let you.
Hey, what's this? This magazine, where'd this come from?
I just happened to pick that up here. I'll move it.
Well, since when do you read Modern Homes and Gardens?
Well, it's got a picture in there I like. Kind of place you always talked about. Place outside of town, great big yard, you know, and trees. A lot of trees. It's got a rose garden, too.
Oh, a rose garden.
Yeah, out by the back fence, a white picket fence. Real, real nice, Odie. This picture I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Real nice place, Odie. Just the kind of place you always wanted. Odie, if there was a chance, I mean, if there ever was a chance I could get it for you, I wouldn't dare tell you unless I was sure. Not until I could hand you the key to the front door.
Aw. It isn't fair, Ed. Don't you know a woman wants to dream?
I've handed you too many busted dreams, Odie.
Uh-oh.
I just hope and pray the man don't tap me on my shoulder and bust this one. You know, I keep expecting the guy to tap me on the shoulder and say, wake up, but...
Oh. Well, somebody's at the door.
Odie, I'm scared to answer the door. Scared to see who it is. Listen to me. It's probably Kate. She must have forgot her key. Well, you forgot your key. We didn't call a cab.
Who is it?
Cab driver. You've got the wrong place, driver.
Does a girl named Kate Beekman live here?
Yeah. What's happened?
Oh, nothing, mister. I picked her up here a few minutes ago. Then a couple blocks away, I skin-fended with another hack. The girl got out of my cab and took another, but she dropped this little purse in my cab, so I brought it back where I picked her up. She was a real nice kid. Hate to ever lose her purse. Got 13 bucks in it.
Oh. Well, I'm her father.
Well, I guess you are, mister, but the dispatcher says I gotta see identification.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's my wallet.
But Florence lives only two blocks away. I wonder why Kate took a taxi.
Oh, she probably went. Yeah.
This is okay, mister. It says here you're general manager of an importing company. I guess 13 bucks don't mean anything to you.
Well, I taught my daughter to have better sense than take a cab for only two blocks.
Oh, she went further than that, mister. Let's see. Oh, yeah. She wanted to go to the Graydon Apartments.
Oh?
Yeah, that was it. The Graydon. Well, see you, folks. Sure got a nice girl. Yes, sir, she's real nice.
Ed, I don't understand it. We don't know anybody in the Graydon. Why would Ed?
I do.
Ed, what are you...
The Graydon? Yeah, the Graydon. Gordy Webber lives in the Graydon.
Gordy? But Kate wouldn't
I'll go... I'll find out.
Ed, hundreds of people live in the
One
Graydon.
One guy I know. I gotta find out on it.
Ed, now look, if you go there, there'll be trouble. Think of your job. Now,
I'm thinking of Katie.
Think of all of us.
You listen to me, Odie. She's under the same roof with him and Kate Lytle.
But she wouldn't go to Gordy.
Well, if she ain't with him, okay. But if she is with him...
Ed, come back.
Hey, driver.
Ed, come back.
Ed Beekman's daughter is almost to Gordy Webber's apartment. Now, Ed Beekman is heading for Gordy's apartment where, in a few short minutes, Gordon Webber is slated to die. You'll join us tomorrow, won't you?